American athletes have the right to speak their minds. Double Olympic snowboarding champion Chloe Kim said this on Monday, stepping into a row that has spilled from the Italian Alps into U.S. politics. Her comments came a day after U.S. President Donald Trump labeled freestyle skier Hunter Hess a real loser, for admitting he felt conflicted about representing his country at the Milano Cortina Games. Hess had said it was a little hard to wear U.S. colors, given his unease about events at home. Those remarks ignited a social media storm, and drew Trump's rebuke on Truth Social. The exchange has sharpened a broader debate about whether Olympians should express personal views on the global stage. American Olympic medalist Gus Kenworthy, now competing for his birth nation Britain, was pulled into the same culture clash. He said he received awful messages after posting an anti-ice slogan, apparently etched with urine in the snow, to his followers. Together, the episodes have turned athlete expression into one of the game's unexpected fault lines. Proud to represent the US. I'm really proud to represent the United States, Kim said at a press conference in Livigno on Monday. The US has given my family and me so much opportunity, but I also think we are allowed to voice our opinions on what's going on. I think we need to lead with love and compassion, and I would like to see some more of that. Kim's comments were echoed by teammate Maddie Mastro, who said athletes should not turn a blind eye to events around them. I'm also saddened with what's happening at home, she said. It's really tough, and I feel like we can't turn a blind eye to that. But at the same time, I represent a country that has the same values as mine of kindness and compassion. And we come together in times of injustice. Political tensions have surfaced at the Milano Cortina Olympics, including over the presence of personnel from ICE. The agency has faced widespread protests across the United States after agents shot and killed two people in Minneapolis last month. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, who attended the game's opening ceremony in Milan on Friday, was booed when he was briefly shown on the San Siro Stadium's large screens. Threatening messages. Kenworthy told his 1.2 million Instagram followers that while he had received many messages of support, a lot had been awful. People telling me to kill myself, threatening me, wishing they would get to see me blow my knee or break my neck during my event, calling me slurs. I just want to remind everyone that you can love the US and be proud to be an American. I am, and still think it can be better. And I do not support ICE, and I think it is absolutely evil and awful, and terrifying. In response to Hess's comments, Trump said he should have stayed away from the U.S. Olympic team if he felt that way about the country. U.S. Olympic skier Hunter Hess, a real loser, says he doesn't represent his country in the current Winter Olympics. If that's the case, he shouldn't have tried out for the team. It's too bad he's on it. Very hard to root for someone like this. Make America great again. Freestyle star Eileen Gu voiced support for Hess, the American-born skier, who competes for China, said she had so much sympathy and empathy for him. She added that it felt like an unwinnable press war, and the focus should remain on his skiing. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee said in a statement that it monitors public platforms, removes content when possible, and escalates credible threats to law enforcement as appropriate. No athlete should have to face this alone. Steering clear of commenting on any one athlete or incident, the USOPC said. Mental health and security resources are available to Team USA athletes 24/7, and we encourage athletes to reach out whenever they need support. The USOPC stands firmly behind Team USA athletes, and remains committed to their well-being and safety, both on and off the field of play.